Jake Reed joining us, as he does every Wednesday, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook inside Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, located right next door to the Draft Day Lounge. And Jake, before we get into the segment, we had a couple people last week wondering if Elite is going to have a dedicated app for its wagering. The mobile site is fantastic, but we have folks wondering if you guys are ever going to come out with an app.
Yeah, we started with the website because it was a little easier to get going from a newer company standpoint. We've gone in phases. We do have kiosks launch on property now, and that was our last project, and we do have the app underway. No date to be determined yet on when that release will be, but as soon as we can get it released, we're hoping to release that and have a little bit better customer service with the app versus the website on the mobile devices.
And again, the website, fantastic, elitesportsbook.com. Check it out. Make sure you stop in to Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Get your account set up as a member of the resort club. Hey, big fight this weekend. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, their second meeting for the WBC heavyweight title. What do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, we're showing that fight inside Draft Day. No coverage hard to get in there. We're just hoping everybody gets together and has a good time. Try out the boxing scene and see how many fans we have that'll show up for it. Wilder's slightly favored in this fight, about 63% on Wilder. All the hype is basically thinking that Wilder's going to get a knockout or it's going to go the length and see who gets the decision again. So we'll see what comes of that fight. It's gonna be interesting.
Some Big Ten games going on this evening. Michigan takes on Rutgers in what is a very important game for the landscape of the conference right now.
That game, about -2.5 for Rutgers, it's really close, just barely in Rutgers' favor when it comes to the betting side of things. And then 63% on the over of 133.
Jake, what are some of the other games that you're seeing a lot of action on this evening?
XFL is actually climbing a little bit on bets. So we started off really slow with them. Going into week two, we got a little bit better. And we're seeing a little more interest in XFL growing. So that's basically our main focus, right? I mean, we've got NBA and everything going, and we have a lot of people that like to bet basketball, but nothing really huge that sticks out. You know, we got the Iowa fans around here. They're always betting every Iowa game, supporting their team. But when it comes to favorite games, we don't have any that stick out at this moment.
So with the XFL, a league that embraces sports gambling and sports betting, we talked about it last week where people were either really excited to bet on it or not excited at all because they didn't know anything about the teams. As we learn more about the teams, do you expect things to keep going in the right direction like they did from week one to week two?
I do. I think that betting on it comes with comfortability. I think that nobody was comfortable betting on it because they didn't know what to expect. And now that we've seen a couple games and we got an idea what it's going to be like compared to regular NFL, I think we'll see those numbers climb with the popularity of the contest. We've had people come in and talk about they've already bought tickets to go see an XFL game. I think it's going to grow, and I think that the betting will reflect that.
Jake, before we let you go, it's hard to believe, but as of today, we are 1 month away from the start of March Madness, and I know you guys are ready to roll. It's going to be the first time that we'll be able to enjoy the NCAA tournament with legalized sports wagering here in the state of Iowa. You guys are ready to go with Riverside Ruckus.
Yeah, we have those tickets for sale in the gift shop for that event. It's going to be a free-to-go event, but then you can buy VIP tickets to get it better access to the TVs. We'll also have it's $64 to get the VIP access per person, and that comes with three free drink tickets and free food throughout the day, and we'll have drawings in that room and a betting window also. So it should be a really good event for everybody that's interested in watching basketball to come down and get with like-minded people and eat and drink and have some fun.
Fantastic. Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook, located inside the Draft Day Lounge at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. We'll talk with you next week, Jake. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And it is a big night in the Big Ten. The Rutgers opened as a one-point favorite. And they've now been bet to a 2.5-point favorite, so a lot of money going in on Rutgers. They've been very good at the rack this season.
And then an elimination game of sorts as far as the NCAA tournament and the Big Ten. Indiana and Minnesota. Minnesota at home about, I've seen anywhere right around a 5.5 point favorite over Indiana. And they have another chance to climb right back in this thing. But they look so bad down the stretch against Iowa. I'm looking at Indiana and just wondering, can they go on the road and possibly steal one against that Minnesota team that has just doesn't look confident when it comes to crunch time?
I don't know which way to lean in that one. Minnesota, I think the Iowa loss could just take a lot of wind out of their sails. But Minnesota is sitting at a 5.5 point favorite there. The total, 135.5 points. You mentioned a big night of basketball in the Big Ten. It's also a pretty good night of basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference as well. You and I will play tomorrow. The Panthers head to Terre Haute. But tonight, you've got a couple games on the card, including Loyola, fresh off the victory at the McLeod Center. They're an 11.5 point favorite at the Convocation Center at home, taking on Illinois State. Bradley is a 5.5 point favorite tonight at home against Missouri State. Missouri State, a team that's shown it's capable of going on the road and picking up victories in the MVC. And Drake at home tonight against Valparaiso. The Bulldogs, a 4 point favorite at the Knapp Center tonight. So three pretty good games in the MVC on tap. And speaking of Riverside, you've got Lone Tree native Steve Forbes and East Tennessee State in action tonight as well. They're at home in Johnson City as a 5 point favorite over Furman.
That is a huge game, by the way, as far as NCAA tournament. Those two teams are battling it out. They think they have a chance. They think that they're the best team in that conference, and they kind of have an at-large resume to at least put themselves in the discussion. But I think it still may be a one-bid league. That is a huge, huge game.
I think Butler, Seton Hall is already off the board, but Seton Hall was a 4.5 point favorite there. Syracuse and Louisville taking center stage tonight as well. That should be a big game. The Cardinals, a 9.5 point favorite there. You got Georgia Tech at Wake Forest. We mentioned some of the XFL action in, this is now week three of the XFL. Week one saw the unders extremely profitable. There was a little bit of a course correction in week two, although the unders still, I believe, came out on top for the most part. And as we mentioned last night on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, three of the four home teams are underdogs this week in the XFL. You've got Tampa Bay paying plus 220 on the money line at home against Houston. Seattle paying plus 170 on the money line at home against Dallas. And the LA Wildcats paying back $2.80 on the money line as they host the DC Defenders. St. Louis, a heavy favorite. They've sold over 28,000 tickets for the Battle Hawks home opener on Sunday against the New York Guardians. St. Louis paying $4.20 to earn $1 back on the money line, a 9.5 point favorite. The total in that game, 40.5 points, much lower totals across the XFL on week three. The highest point total, Houston, Tampa Bay at 45.5. Otherwise, the totals on the games have settled in at around 40 to 43.5 points. So it's taken a while, a couple weeks, but they've figured out that there's not a whole lot of scoring in some of these matchups.
Oh, yeah. The offense is something that takes a while to come around, and it takes a lot of game repetition. So whoever thought week one, take the unders, was very smart. And I'm just thinking, for the first half of this season, that may be the play in a lot of these games, other than maybe a team like DC, who has Cardale Jones, who's been playing very well, or PJ Walker in Houston, or even Jordan Tamu with the XFL or with the St. Louis Battlehawks. It's been a lot of low scoring games other than those three teams.
Don't forget college basketball, XFL football, plenty of opportunities for you to create your own lines, or at least move those lines in your favor. Elite Sportsbook offers the opportunity to tease point spreads in whatever direction you'd like, over, under, same thing. Details available at elitesportsbook.com. And don't forget, Stop by the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, get signed up for the Resort Club membership, and you can be wagering online at elitesportsbook.com.